A new online video and audio archive highlights stories of Unalaska's history. KUCB's Ann Hillman has the story.
University of Alaska Fairbanks recently created an online database from the Unalaska Communities of Memory Project. The stories and video were gathered from people around the Aleutians back in 1996. William Schneider is a curator of oral history at UAF and has worked with the statewide story project since it began.
The goal in each community was to look at a sense of place and using stories as a way to get at how people define the importance of where they live.
Schneider says stories were gathered in digital format around the state, then languished without being shared with the public because the project ran out of funding. Now, with a grant from the Alaska Humanities Forum, 13 of the stories from Unalaska are now available on the Communities of Memory Project Jukebox website. You can watch videos, read transcriptions, and see old images from the project. Former resident Ray Hudson helped coordinate the original storytelling session and helped choose which stories would appear on the website.
I think it's a chance for new community members to learn something about the place they're now at. And it's something for long-time residents to go to and to sort of renew memories of what things were like previously. And all of that's, I think, helpful when people are making decisions at the present time.
The stories range from humorous accounts of eagle attacks by Bob Allen.
Deck boots on there, all full of water. I come squishing in the house, and Karen looked at me, and she says, "Where have you been?" And I says, "Well, I got attacked by an eagle." And I told her an eagle had grabbed a hold of me, and she says, "Where?" And I pulled down my pants, and I says, "There."
To Rafina Shishnikov's startling memories of the effects of the Amchitka nuclear testing.
I went to work at the clinic that year in November, after the blast, and that year later on, there were, I remember, 13 miscarriages in Unalaska that year after the blast. People's begin to get bald spots in their heads.
Cora Holmes remembers coming into Unalaska for a memorial service that day. She ended up telling ghost stories about Chernofsky Ranch, where she lived alone with her husband and occasional workers on the far side of the island. She said you could feel the presence of the people who lived there back when it was an Aleut village, before the Russians came.
Whenever you were alone out there, there was a different sense about what was there before. I honestly could feel different presences at different spots.
She told the story of a ghost weaving on her loom one night when she was there alone. Ray Hudson reflected on the ghosts of World War II and talked about Henry Swanson, a local legend. Stories ranged in history from the early 1900s, when children attended Russian school, to the 1990s, when the World War II cabanas were removed from Ski Bowl and the roads were paved. Project Jukebox research technician Marla Statswich says the website also contains historical footage from around the Aleutians that isn't properly identified.
We'd love it if people would tell us, "Oh, that's so-and-so," or "That's my grandmother," or because a lot of the material we have has no connection, no names of the people.
You can see all of the footage, listen to all of the stories, and contact the project coordinators through their website. For KUCB, I'm Ann Hillman.